Deborah had several regular clients by now, but there was always someone who only needed one or two appointments. This week, Bob had asked if she could fill in for Dr. D, as she needed to be out of town for a few days. Apparently, it was imperative for this young man to have his weekly sessions, and Deborah had agreed, so she read up a little in his file. The young man was a Gulf War veteran. He had a whole alphabet of diagnoses and labels, from PTSD, borderline personality disorder, suicidal ideation, and something called Gulf War syndrome. It was the first time she would work with a male client, and she was looking forward to the opportunity. Anton was about 28 and struck Deborah as very sad as he walked into and slumped into the chair opposite her. She asked a few general questions just to break the ice, so they chatted for a while about music and surfing, and then Anton said, "Aren't you going to ask me about what happened?" "Only if you want me to," offered Deborah. Anton shrugged his shoulders. "But that's what Dee does, and all the other therapists and psychiatrists they send me to at the VA." "Has it helped?" inquired Deborah. "No, not really. It just makes me more miserable to keep having to talk about it over and over. I come in feeling okay, and then they ask me to go back and remember all that terrifying stuff. My mom dying, our unit getting ambushed, and all that death. Some of them want me to write about it and read it out again and again and tell them what I feel about it. And I leave feeling, well, like crap. Oh, excuse me, Mum." Deborah looked at him, and all of a sudden she couldn't help herself. She burst out laughing. Anton looked a little shocked, and then he started to laugh too. And before they knew it, they were both laughing their heads off. "I'm so sorry," apologized Deborah, feeling totally irresponsible. "That wasn't very professional of me, but it sounded so silly when you say it like that. You go to them to feel better, and you leave feeling worse. I know it's not funny at all," but, and she started to laugh again. "I'm so sorry." "No, you're right," exclaimed Anton. "It's hilarious when you put it that way. I don't understand it, but that's all they say will help. Dr. D calls it flooding therapy, and now they are trying something new called emotional reprocessing therapy or something, and that I should expect to feel worse first. I wonder sometimes who is the crazy person, me or them." They calmed down and sat quietly for a few minutes. "Anton, what do you think it would take for you to feel better, to have peace of mind?" Anton thought for a moment. He looked confused. I'm not sure. They have always told me that I'm damaged goods, that I need to keep looking at my past to find out what my triggers are, and all that junk. Are you saying I don't have to?" "I don't know," admitted Deborah. "I just think you could have some peace of mind if you wanted." "Of course I want peace. I want to be happy. But it's like someone is holding my happiness out there in front of me, and I can't quite reach it. I struggle with flashbacks and nightmares. I wake up screaming sometimes. I don't really have friends, and I feel I just weighed down by it all. I have too much baggage." A thought went through Deborah's mind. She could almost see it go from one side of the room to the other. Emotional baggage is made of thought. It's just thought. Deborah paused. "I thought I did too, and when I was asked if I was ready to let go of it, it felt very threatening. I had my skull fractured in a nightclub. Then I was attacked and beaten up by three guys. And then my neck was broken another time by a teenage mugger. I'm sure it's nothing like what you have been through. But I have got very sick afterwards, very dark depression. I couldn't sleep or eat and started hurting myself. The shrink said I needed to keep talking it out, but going over and over again never made sense to me either, so I stopped going." Deborah paused again and looked him straight in the eye. "Anton, I'm here to tell you that I got well. I got free of it all, and without digging around in the past, and so can you."